Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
Please be seated. It's been a very emotional week. Maybe all weeks are. This week, the news of the world collided head-on with my own grief and sadness. For quite a few years now, I've tried to, as we used to say to our children when they were small, to have my feelings, to stay present to emotion, whatever that might be, to not just surrender to the numbness of ignorance. This was increasingly difficult as the ferocity of images continued to flood into our living rooms and flitter across our computer screens. The sound bites of violence feeling closer and the high stakes emotions of disease and starvation, of children suffering for seeking a safe place to live, of mothers and fathers mourning the too soon dead, of neighborhoods and communities struggling to express their grief and outrage, and of nations unwilling to accept the differences of religion or ethnicity or culture. Then, of course, there are my own very deep emotions of leaving a place I've loved to call home, of the chaos of boxes and packing, of facing into the unknown and the yet to be. And into that mess, beloved, comes the Canaanite woman, insisting to be heard. There is wideness in God's mercy. Our gospel text reminds me of the real need to express the deep emotions of our world and of our life. In matters of injustice, in times of pain, and in moments of sorrow. I am also reminded we have ears to listen to the cries of the oppressed, the laments of the lost, and the grief of the wounded. And I am reminded that God hears our pain, bears our suffering, and transforms it with love. This week was overwhelming. Our own daily emotional ups and downs often collide with the news of the world. Where do we take our sorrows? How do we remain open to pain and joy, to sadness and happiness? We certainly can choose to withdraw or to indulge our baser appetites or to ratchet up our consumption of material goods. Beloved, we do so at great harm to ourselves and to the world. If we choose to withdraw, to overindulge, to tune out, and to stop listening, we will cease to be compassionate. We will cease to have compassion with ourselves, with those we love, and with the unknown children of the world who suffer from demons of all kinds. There is no place where sorrows are more felt than up in heaven. As it often happens, there was just a simple exchange of words this past week. And in that exchange, I was reminded. A grieving family member, in the midst of her own loss, her own emotional mess, reminded me. God goes before me. In this moment, and in every moment, God goes before us. There is no place God has not been first. God awaits my arriving to the place God already is. And somehow in those simple words, I found inspiration and encouragement. I found my daily bread. Just as Israelites found solace in the cloud by day and the fire by night, and the prophet Isaiah found it in the still, small silence of the desert. And maybe, as we find it here in this place, in the Eucharist and in each other. The controversy dialogue between the Canaanite woman and Jesus is a glorious example of overwhelming emotion. She speaks up, she speaks out for all those who have no place at the table. She claims the right to be served, the right to be heard, the right for all children to be healed and whole. Jesus uses words tinged with tiredness that should have pushed the woman away, and yet she persists. Her great faith is her ability to be in that very emotional moment, the one that is always happening, the creative act of God that is always occurring for the first time in this moment and every moment. Jesus then gives us the opportunity to learn to listen, to remain present to the pain of the moment, reminding us that God hears our pleas. His response encourages us to hear the need, encourages us to stay present to those in need. The Canaanite woman crosses a boundary and speaks truth to power. It's not so much that Jesus changes his mind or his heart. It is that he listens to the cries of the outsider. He hears the pleas of the oppressed, and he takes notice of the plight of those with no stature or status. It is her voice, her insistence, and her doggedness ringing out so clearly for us this morning. Because the Canaanite woman is our mother, she pleads for all children who suffer. Do not silence her voice. Do not run from her words. Instead, learn from her boldness. Jesus listens, he hears the cries, and compassion compels him to act. The cries of our lives are just as loud, just as insistent. They are heard at the physical boundaries of our land and at the emotional boundaries of our lives. Stand with the Canaanite woman and tell the world we will not shut out the pain. We will not continually refuse the needs of those who suffer. We will listen, we will pray, we will remember that God goes before us, and we will act with compassion. We will listen, and our faith will increase, our compassion will grow. Our ability to reach out, to be with those who suffer, and to stand with all who cry out for justice will be multiplied. There is so much I will miss about Holy Innocents. The people, the light, and the love. I have learned much from each of you and from this place. I have learned about gospel living and about holy dying and about the practice of compassion. In these last years, you have shared your love of God and of the church with me. I am continually inspired by your work in and out of the church. I am touched by your ability to listen to others, to hear the cries of the world, and to respond graciously and generously. I pray that you all continue to grow in wisdom and love, that you continue to listen to God, to listen to the people in your lives, to listen to the needs of the world, and, beloved, to act with compassion. Peace be with you as you continue to do with God's help the good work Christ has begun in each of you. Amen.